好，弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, peace be with you.
感谢主，在他所定的日子，我们又能够来到他的面前，我们同心合意来敬拜他。
Thanks to the Lord, on this ordained day, we can come before Him to worship Him.
我们来到主的面前，为我们今天的信息，我们今天的敬拜，来一起祷告。
Let's pray for today's message of worship.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你今天又把你的儿女聚集在一起，我们来敬拜你。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your love and grace. You called your brothers, you called your children together to worship you today.
主，感谢你预备这个日子，赐给每位你的儿女敬拜你的权柄。
Thank you that you prepared this day and gave all your children this right to worship you.
让我们透过我们的敬拜，让我们真的知道我们所信的是谁。
Through our worship, let us truly understand who we believe.
知道我们在耶稣基督里那美好的盼望。
And know the beautiful hope we have in Jesus Christ.
天父，也求主你保守祝福今天的信息。
Heavenly Father, may you also bless and keep this message.
不管是听的还是讲的，求主你的圣灵都来引导我们。
Both the speaker and the audience, may you lead all of us.
主，让我们能够更多明白你的旨意，让我们明白主你的心意，能够在主你的里面，让我们真正的得到那从天而来的平安。
We better understand your will and your word, so we can truly have the peace from you.
我们这样一起的祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天和大家分享一个我们都需要来思想的一个主题，就是说在我们疫情中我们怎么才能有平安。
Today I'd like to share a topic and all of us need to think about it, how to have peace in the plague.
那么这段经文呢，是主耶稣复活以后在一次向门徒的写信时他所说的话。
The selected Bible verses is what Jesus Christ said when he appeared to the disciples after his resurrection.
他的写信呢，给在恐惧中的门徒带来了平安和喜乐。
His appearance brought the disciples love and peace.
盼望通过今天的这段经文，也能够帮助我们消除目前的疫情给我们带来的恐惧紧张。
My hope is that through these Bible verses, it can also help us eliminate the fears from the current plague.
我们还清楚地记得，从疫情开始，人们就采取消毒、隔离等各样的措施，来使疫情那这个阻止疫情的蔓延。
So we still remember since the onset of the plague, we started to disinfection and isolation to help the spread of the virus.
我们还知道，曾经有一段时间，甚至是口罩呀、消毒液都能够卖得断了货。
At one time, even the masks and the wipes and the sprays were out of stock.
我们本以为只要疫苗开发出来，人们注射了疫苗以后，疫情就可能很快会消退。
We thought as long as the vaccine was out, the plague would diminish quickly.
然而呢，这段时间，变种病毒再一次的爆发，继续在全世界蔓延。
However, now...The variant actually broke out again and spread out in the whole world.
几乎所有人都会问，这场瘟疫会怎样的发展，什么时候会结束呢？
Almost everyone would ask, how will the plague develop, and when can it end?
那么关于这个问题呢，不管是世界卫生组织还是美国的疾病控制中心，都没有明确的答案。
Actually, for these questions, neither the WHO or the CDC US, they have an exact answer.
所以这就把我们每一个人带到了一种恐惧的黑暗里面。
This actually brought us to the darkness of fear.
那么当人的心里害怕的时候，我们就会失去平安。
We lost peace, we will have a fear in our hearts.
但是大家是不是想过，人为什么会害怕呢？
But do you ever think about why we have fear?
我们最好从圣经中我们看找一下答案。
It is best to find the answers in the Bible.
害怕这个词第一次在圣经中出现在创世纪的第三章第十节。
Fear first appeared in Genesis chapter 3, verse 10 in the Bible.
神创造了天地海和其中各样美好的万物，最后造了人，把人安置在美好的伊甸园中。
God created heaven, earth, ocean, and all things beautiful, and lastly created human and set human in the perfect Garden of Eden.
神的恩典和祝福与人同在。
God's grace and blessing is with Adam.
人在伊甸园中与神同行，是没有害怕，没有恐惧的。
The human walks with God in the Garden of Eden, having no fear or worry.
都是恩典，都是祝福，一切都是美好的。
All is grace and blessing, all is beautiful.
可是当人不听神的话，犯罪得罪了神以后，
However, we humans didn't listen to God and sinned and offended God.
那么神像往常一样在伊甸园中行走，人却躲藏起来。
When God walked in the Garden of Eden as usual, humans chose to hide.
神就问亚当说，亚当，你在哪里？
God asked Adam, Adam, where are you?
这个时候亚当就说了一句话，他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身肉体，我便藏了。
And this time Adam said one sentence. He said,I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
从这里面我们看出了，人之所以害怕，是因为人犯了罪，人与神的关系被破坏了，隔绝了。
From here we can see the reason that human has fear is because he sinned, and the relationship between human and God was broken, and human is isolated.
从此人再也不能依靠神。
From now on, human can no longer rely on God.
人得不着神的保护，得不着神的能力，得不着神的恩典和祝福。
Human lost God's protection, lost God's power, lost God's grace and blessing.
所以人不得不孤独地面对我们人生的苦难和危险。
Human can only face the difficulties and the dangers alone.
所以在这种情况下，一个孤独的人，他是不可能不害怕的。
Under these situations, a lonely human has no other choice but have fear.
我们再来看一下，为什么会有瘟疫发生在人类之中。
Let's also see why there's plague among humans.
任何苦难灾害的发生，在一个已经堕落的世界。其实是都是有可能的。
Any suffering or disaster in this condemned world is possible.
可以说，在人类社会的历史上，没有停止过战争、瘟疫、地震、饥荒等等这些的灾害。
In human history, there's always earthquakes, disaster, or other difficulties.
只是规模有大有小问题了。
It's either big or small.
那么我们再从圣经中找一下答案，看看最早的瘟疫的记载。
Let's go back to the Bible to see the earliest plague that's recorded in the Bible.
那么圣经中有记载瘟疫发生过的瘟疫，都是记录在旧约之中。
All of these recordings of plagues is in the Old Testament.
那么瘟疫通常是神去惩罚、审判人的罪的一个方式之一。
The plague is usually one of the ways God punishes and judges humans.
出埃及时呢，因为埃及人不听神的吩咐，神就用瘟疫击杀他们的牲畜。
During Exodus, because Egyptians didn't listen to God, God used plague to kill their cattle.
那么进迦南地前，那些报恶性的探子，神也是用瘟疫治他们于死，杀了他们。
Before entering the land of Canaan, the messengers who reported bad news, they also died of plague.
那么后来在旷野，那些以色列人向摩西、亚伦发怨言，神在以色列中兴起瘟疫。
Later in the wilderness, the Israelites complained to Moses and Aaron, and God started the plague.
亚伦为百姓赎罪，瘟疫才止住了。
Aaron made atonement for the people, and the plague stopped.
那么大卫擅自数点他的这些人数，导致神降下了瘟疫。随后因百姓祈求，瘟疫才止息。
David started the census without God's authorization, and God sent a plague. The plague was stopped only after the prayers of the people.
所以瘟疫的根源也是因为人的罪。
So the root cause of the plague is also the sin of human.
现在出现的新冠瘟疫，不管是怎么产生的，也都是人类罪恶的后果。
Now the plague of COVID, what we have now, no matter how it came out, it is rooted in the human, in the sins of the human.
所以罪是人害怕的根源，也是出现瘟疫的根源。
So sin is the root cause of human's fear, and also the root cause of the plague.
那么我们作为基督徒，我们要想消除瘟疫中的恐惧，在疫情中得到平安，我们首先要认罪悔改，求神的赦免。
Christians must repent and ask for God's forgiveness in order to eliminate the fears in the plague and have peace.
那么除此之外呢，再就是我们要明白我们是神儿女的身份，也会给我们带来平安。
Next, we need to understand our identity of being God's children, and this will also bring us peace.
那么明白我们是神儿女的身份，我们具体可以从下面三个方面来明白我们能怎么样才能从带来平安。
In details, it includes three following aspects.
那么也是明白神的大爱会给我们带来平安。
Understanding God's great love will bring us peace.
二是明白神的大能会给我们带来平安。
Understanding God's great power will bring us peace.
我们明白神的同在也会给我们带来平安。
Understanding God's presence will also bring us peace.
我们下面就先一起来看第一点，我们明白神的大爱会给我们带来平安。
Let's see the first point. Understanding God's great love will bring us peace.
我们看十九节到二十节。
Let's see verse 19 to 20.
他这是七日的第一日清早。哦，这个那日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因为怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。
Verse 19 to 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. They, the disciples, were glad when they saw the Lord.
那么这段经文一开始，我们就看到这些门徒的害怕，他们的不安。
In the beginning of the verses, we can see the fear and uneasiness among the disciples.
因为经文中说，这些犹太人因为有害怕，这些犹太人因为门徒因为害怕犹太人，所以门都关了。
Because he said here, the doors were being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews.
那么他们为什么害怕犹太人呢？
Why were they afraid of the Jews?
因为他们害怕这些犹太人像对待他们的夫子一样，他们的老师主耶稣基督那样，也抓他们，打他们，杀他们，甚至可能会把他们也钉十字架。
Because they were afraid the Jews would deal with them the same way they dealt with their teacher, Jesus Christ. That means they may capture them, whip them, kill them, and even put them on the cross.
所以呢，他们在恐惧不安当中把自己关锁在这一个屋子里面。
So in midst of fear and uneasiness, they locked themselves up in the room.
也就像现在，我们也因为怕染上病毒，我们把自己关在房屋里面一样。
Just like now, we close ourselves in the room due to the fear of infecting the virus.
那么就在这个时候呢，耶稣基督向他们显现了。
At this exact moment, Jesus Christ appeared to them.
在耶稣基督向他们显现后，主首先向他们说：“愿你们平安。”
When Jesus appeared to them, he first said to them, "Peace be with you."
愿你们平安，在希腊文中的意思是 shalom， 就是平安的意思。
Peace be with you actually means shalom in Hebrew. Its meaning is peace.
在以色列人的日常生活中，他们跟人见面的时候，或者跟人分别的时候，他们都会说 shalom 平安这句话。
In Israelites' daily life, they usually say shalom whenever they see each other or say goodbye to each other.
那么如果按这样一个习惯推理，我们推理的话，那么主耶稣在他三十多年的地上生活里，他一定说了很多很多的shalom。
Based on this habit, we can deduce that our Lord Jesus Christ might have said many, many shalom during the 30 plus years.
可是呢，在圣经中记载主耶稣说shalom平安这个地方呢，却是非常非常少的。
However, there were very few recordings of Jesus saying shalom in the Bible.
而且他只是记载在耶稣基督复活以后对他的门徒所说的话里面。这里就是其中的一个地方。
It was actually only recorded what Jesus said to the disciples after his resurrection, and this verse is one of them.
弟兄姐妹们，为什么在这里要特别记载这一句，好像是主耶稣基督一句客套的问候的话 ，Shalom， 就是愿你们平安呢
？Brothers, sisters, why it was especially recorded here, just a common greeting of Shalom?
我相信了，主耶稣在这里不只是单单的随随便便和他们打一个招呼。
I believe the Lord Jesus Christ here did not just make a casual greeting.
耶稣基督真正要跟他们门徒所说的乃是告诉他们，我已经复活了，我已经战胜死亡了，你们不要再害怕了，你们要有平安了。
What Jesus Christ truly meant to say is, I have resurrected and I have conquered death. You fear no more, have peace.
所以呢，当耶稣基督出现以前，门徒是害怕犹太人的。
So before Jesus appeared,The disciples were afraid of the Jews.
所以怕到一个程度呢，把门紧紧的锁上，把自己关在里面，不敢出来。
They were so afraid that they locked the doors and locked themselves inside.
可是当主耶稣复活出现以后，主耶稣对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
But when Jesus appeared, Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you."
这个时候呢，主耶稣基督还做了另一件事。
At the same time.Jesus did one more thing.
耶稣基督就给他们把他手上的钉痕，还有他肋旁的枪伤指给他们看。
Jesus showed them his hands and his side.
所以这个时候呢，圣经告诉我们一个戏剧性的这个转折。
Now the Bible told us there was a drastic change here.
门徒看见这一切以后，他们就喜乐了。
The disciples were glad after they saw the Lord.
门徒从惊恐害怕转到了喜乐平安。
Disciples changed from being fear and worried to joy and peace.
中间的转折点就是他们看到了耶稣基督手上的钉痕和他肋旁的枪伤。
The turning point is that they saw the nail marks on Jesus' hands and the wounds on his side.
也就是说，耶稣基督手上的钉痕和肋旁的枪伤，真正的把门徒带到了平安里面，让门徒心里面有了真正的平安。
That is to say, the nail marks on Jesus Christ's hands and the wounds on his side truly brought the disciples into his peace.
那我们会问，为什么门徒看到耶稣基督手上的钉痕和肋旁的伤口？那么就得到了喜乐，心里就有了平安呢。
Now we may ask why the disciples feel joy and peace when they saw the nail marks on Jesus Christ's hands and the wounds on his side.
而且对现在的你我又有什么意义呢
？What does this mean for you and me now?
那么在罗马书五章十八节，五章八节，我们记得他说：“唯有基督在我们含着罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱。”就在此向我们显明了。
Here in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以呢，耶稣基督身手上的钉痕和肋旁的伤口呢，它是代表了耶稣基督为着爱我们的缘故，他在十字架上为我们做了赎罪和替罪的羔羊。
So the nail mark on Jesus Christ's hands and the wounds on his side represented that Jesus Christ became the scapegoat and the lamb of sacrifice for us because of his great love for us.
所以他的死使我们的罪被赦免，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Because of his death, our sins are forgiven. He replaced our sins and died on the cross.
所以本该加到我们身上的这些刑罚、这些痛苦，加在了耶稣基督的身上。
All the punishment were upon Jesus that should have been upon us.
所以这代表了神对我们极大极大的爱。
This represents his great, great love for us.
而且在约翰福音三章十六节也有一节让人非常这个值得深思的一节经文。
The verse of John 3:16 also deserves our deep thought.
他说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那么当我反复读这一节经文的时候呢，有一个词呢就紧紧了抓住了我的心。
We read this verse over and over. This one word grasped me deeply.
就是这个词呢就是这个甚至这个词。
In English, it's actually not translated. It's between God so loved the world and that. There should be a word to say even.
那么神爱我们，甚至让他的儿子为我们死，为我们做了替罪和赎罪的羔羊。
God loves us and even let his son die for us, being the scapegoat and atonement sheep lamb.
所以这里甚至的意思所表达的是那种不可思议的爱。
Here even described the unbelievable love.
是那种神怎么能做这种事情，神怎么能够为了我们这样一群罪人让他的儿子为我们死呢？
How can God do this? How can God let his son to die for us, a group of sinners?
所以在我们人想来这是想不通的。
For us humans, it does not make sense.
这个甚至所表达的就是神那长阔高深的爱，神那种不可思议的爱。
Here even expressed how wide and long and deep and high God's love is, how unbelievable God's love is.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都需要爱。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us needs love.
在这个世界上可能被重复最多的一个词可能就是爱这个词了。
Love is probably the most repeated word.
每一个人都需要爱，每一个人都盼望得到爱，每一个人也都觉得自己是有一个有爱心的人。
Everyone needs love. Everyone longs to receive love. And everyone thinks he's a person of love.
可是呢，我们都要知道人的爱是何等的有限。
However, we should also know that human love is so limited.
我们所有这些结婚的弟兄 姐妹们都知道。
For many brothers and sisters who are married, you probably know.
我们在婚前都是看着我们的配偶，将来的配偶都是那么好，那么好。
Before marriage, we all see our spouse is so good.
但是当我们婚后以后呢，就会出现那么多，那么多的问题。
After the marriage, we see so many, so many issues.
我们彼此都互相指责对方，埋怨对方，看到的都是不好。
We all pointing fingers at each other, complain about each other, and what we see is all the the bad things of each other.
所以呢，彼此之间总会有一些冲突发生。
There is always some conflicts.
那么拿我自己也是一样的啊，刚师母呢，刚结婚之前都好，结了婚以后呢。真的就是里面充满有这些争吵呀，这些的互相的指责常常出现。
Same for me, before our marriage, we see each other being good. Now, after the marriage, even between me and Mrs. Liu, we always have complaints and we point fingers at each other.
因为我们自己都看见自己比对方好。
Because we all see that we are better than the other.
感谢神，真的他们，真的神的恩典，真的在我们真的是很最需要的时候临到了我们，让我们听到了福音。
We thank God that in the time of the greatest need, we hear the gospel.
所以听了福音才知道我们都是罪人。
Hearing the gospel, I knew we are all sinners.
所以这是罪人的本性。
This is the nature of sinners.
我们需要神的恩典来改变我们的生命。We
need God's grace to change our lives.
为什么很多的婚姻很痛苦，甚至破裂？
Why there are so many marriages are very painful and even broken?
所以原因就是一方或者双方没有办法接纳一个跟自己不同的人。The
reason is that one side, or maybe even both sides, have no way to accept a person so different from himself or herself.
所以是没有办法接纳一个有缺点不完美的人。That
is no way to accept a person with a blemish or imperfection.
也没有办法接纳一个不能按自己的意思去改变的人。And
no way to accept a person that we cannot change.
所以我们人虽然每天都强调爱，但是我们人的爱既不愿意付出，我们人的爱又不愿意接纳。Though
every day we stress love, but our love is not willing to give and not willing to accept.
所以呢，我们人的爱是何等的自私，何等的有限。
So our human love is so selfish, so limited.
所以在这样的爱里，我们人不能得到心灵的安慰，也得不到真正的安全感。In
this love, we cannot get the comfort of the heart or true peace.
所以呢，亚当夏娃当初在伊甸园之所以没有害怕，他们是因为神爱他们，神保护他们。So
we Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. They had no fear because God's protection, God's love.
神爱我们爱到一个程度，他把他的生命都为我们付出，都为我们舍了。God
loves us to such a degree that He gave His life for us. He discarded His life for us.
而且愿意为我们承受人类难以想象的在十字架上的痛苦死亡。And
He even bared the disgrace of being nailed on the cross.
所以他的爱呢，也完全接纳我们。His
love also accepts us unconditionally.
不管我们过去犯过多少罪，我们犯过多大的罪，只要我们愿意认罪悔改，都神都按照我们的本相来接纳我们。No
matter how many sins we committed, what great sins we committed, as long as we are willing to repent, God is willing to accept us according to who we are.
想一想弟兄姐妹们，当主耶稣出现复活以后，出现在门徒面前时，每一个门徒心里面肯定是觉得对不起主，亏欠主。Let
us think for a moment, brothers and sisters. When Jesus appeared before all the disciples, every disciple was sorry for the Lord. They owned the Lord.
每一个门徒都暴露了他们 的软弱和他们的罪性。
Every disciple exposed their weak, sinful nature.
可是耶稣基督并没有批评他们。
But Jesus Christ did not criticize them.
耶稣基督没有说是彼得啊，彼得，你为什么三次不认我？
He did not say like, Peter, Peter, why did you deny me three times?
他也没有说约翰啊，约翰，你为什么这么的软弱？
He did not say, John, John, why were you so weak?
他也没有说拿大业啊，拿大业，我钉十字架时候，你为什么不陪我一会儿？Oh,
he did not say, Nathaniel, Nathaniel, why were you not there when I was nailed on the cross?
耶稣基督什么都没有说。Jesus
Christ said nothing.
因为他知道我们人既有罪又有限，我们也是软弱的人。Because
he knew that we are sinful at the limit and we are also weak.
耶稣基督了解我们的罪性，耶稣基督也了解我们的软弱。
Jesus Christ knows our sinful nature, understands our weakness.
所以主耶稣基督什么都没有说，他只是说愿你们平安。
So the Lord Jesus said nothing. He just said, "Peace be with you."
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们真正的明白和感受到主对我们完全付出、完全接纳的爱以后，我们就会有真正的平安。
So we will have true peace when we truly understand and feel God's love, His complete loving and accepting love.
所以只有在神的爱里，在神完全的付出、完全的接纳里面，我们才能除去我们心中一切的惧怕。
Only in God's love, in God's complete giving and accepting, all our fears can be eliminated.
我们才能在现在面对疫情中真正得到从主而来的平安。
We can have true peace from the Lord to face the plague.
我们下面再看，我们下面再看一点，就是我们能够，如果我们能够明白神的大能，也会给我们带来平安。
Let's see the second point.Understanding God's great power also brings us peace.
我们人只有在神的大能里面，我们才会有真正的平安。
People can only have true peace in God's great power.
所有的门徒都见证了耶稣基督实实在在被钉死在十字架上。
All disciples witnessed that Jesus Christ was indeed nailed on the cross to death.
他们也实实在在的看到耶稣基督被埋葬在坟墓里。
They all see he was indeed buried in the tomb.
他们中大多数人都看见过耶稣基督遍体鳞伤，鲜血从他的手上、脚上和肋旁流出，最后他停止了呼吸。
Most of the disciples saw that Jesus was indeed wounded everywhere.Blood fled from his hands and feet and his side, and in the end, he stopped breathing.
也就是说，耶稣基督确确实实他是死了。
Jesus Christ indeed died.
可是此时他们的主却活生生地站在了他们面前。
But now their Lord stand before them alive.
所以这些门徒突然看到了神的能力，看到了神的大能，战胜了死亡。
The disciples suddenly saw God's great power conquered death.
在罗马书一章三到四节就这样说，他说论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说他是从大卫后裔生的，按圣上的灵说是从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 3 to 4, concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh,and was declared to be the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们基督徒为什么不需要害怕呢？
So brothers and sisters, why Christians doesn't need to have fear?
我们基督徒为什么有出人意外的平安呢？
Why do Christians have a peace which surpasses all understanding?
因为我们相信神有自大的能力，这个能力可以胜过我们的疾病，胜过我们的患难。
Because we believe God has the greatest power, and this power can overcome our illness, can overcome our suffering.
它也可以胜过我们一切的软弱，胜过一切人所不能的事，它也能胜过死亡，胜过所有我们生命中出现的难处。
It can also overcome all our weakness, can overcome all things that's impossible to human. It can also overcome death and all things that bothers us.
当我们依靠这样一份能力的时候，我们就不害怕，我们就会有平安。
When we rely on such a great power, we no longer have fear, we have peace.
很多弟兄姐妹年轻时喜欢读武打小说。
Many brothers and sisters may used to like read martial arts novels.
那我也读过一些。
I read some myself.
那么当作者要描述一个人武功非常高强的时候，他不是直接描述这个人武功多么厉害。
When the author started to describe how good one person was.
他会说，你说。
he usually doesn't directly describe how good he was.
他呢是怎么样？是会，他先会，他是会先描述另外一个武功高强的人，说他是某一门派的帮主，他是天下无敌。
He usually described first about another person, another master in martial arts, like a sect master who is likely invisible in the whole world.
他让读者呢先以为，哎，这个人可能就是一个最厉害的人了。This
leads the readers to believe this person is likely the best.
而在这个时候呢，他就给突然出现一个哎相貌平常的人。Then
all of a sudden, a nobody appeared.
结果这个人呢？ 三拳两脚就把前面那个描述的天下无敌手打得趴在地上。And
this person would defeat that invisible person quickly with just a few cuffs and kicks.
所以这个时候你才知道，哦，原来这个人才是那位武功最高强，他才是武林第一。Now
you would just realize, oh, this person is the best. It should be the number one in the whole world.
其实我们在圣经中也有时候看过这一类似的描述。
We actually see similar descriptions in the Bible.
那我们大家一定还记得大卫战胜这个哥利亚的场景。
We probably still remember the situation where David fought Goliath.
那么圣经先描述是说哥利亚多么高大，多么强大，拿着什么武器，对不对？
Yeah, the Bible first described how great and tall and how powerful Goliath is. And what weapon he carried.
所以首先给我们一个哎呀不可战胜的一个人。
He gave us a person that's invisible.
突然来了一位童子，哎，结果让童子几下把这个人呢就给杀了。
They came a young man, and this young man killed Goliath with a few stones.
那么魔鬼也是看上去非常的可怕，能力强大。
The devil also seems intimidating with great powers.
那么耶稣基督，他只是一个木匠的儿子。
And Jesus Christ, on the contrary, is just the son of a carpenter.
那么在以赛亚书53章2节，他有一段描述耶稣基督这个外貌的一段经文。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2, described Jesus' appearance.
他说他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家形美容。 他们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。For
he grew up before him like a young plant, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him.
大家都见过树根，对不对？
We all see the roots of the tree.
各种不规则的形状。And
irregular shapes.
而且这里也说，我们的主呢是无家形美容。And
here it also says, our Lord has no form or majesty.
凭他的外貌也不是很吸引人。And
by his outlooks, it's not very attractive.
也没有人去羡慕他。And
that we did not really desire him.
然而，我们的主耶稣基督靠着神的大能，他胜过了撒旦，胜过了死亡。However,
Jesus Christ, through God's great power, overcome Satan, overcome death.
他拥有天上地上最高最大的权柄，最大的能力。他是至大的神。He
has the greatest power in heaven and earth. He is the greatest God.
魔鬼也有力量，邪灵也有力量。Devil
has some power. Evil spirits has some power too.
但是耶稣基督是那至高无上的神，他有着最大的能力。
But Jesus Christ is the greatest God, has the greatest power.
他可以胜过一切我们想象到的任何的我们的仇敌。He
can overcome any enemies we can think of.
我们过去也是在魔鬼撒旦的手中。In
the past, we were in the hands of Satan the devil.
神的大能把我们拯救出来。It
is God's great power that rescued us.
相信他也必会把我们从这场瘟疫中
We believe he will surely rescue us from this plague.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们相信自己是这位有至高权柄、有至大能力的神的孩子，
Brothers and sisters, if we believe we are children of this great God, this God with great authority and great power,
我们还有什么原因要害怕呢？
What reason do we have to have fear?
我们怎么会没有平安呢？
How can we not have peace?
他爱我们到一定的程度，愿意把自己的儿子献上来拯救我们。
He loves us to such a degree that he's willing to sacrifice his son to save us.
我们也知道瘟疫它并不可怕。
And we know a plague is, have nothing to be afraid.
因为瘟疫呢是罪，那是它的根源是罪。
The root cause of the plague is sin.
我们把这个根源的东西致死了，那么后面出来的东西就我们就不害怕。
If we can put to death the root cause, and we have nothing to fear whatever comes out of it.
所以瘟疫是罪的根源，是神对犯罪之人的刑罚或者是管教。
The root cause of the plague is sin. It's a punishment and a discipline of God.
所以明白了这些，我们就不必惧怕瘟疫，我们需要的是真心的认罪悔改。
So we should have no fear towards the plague. All we need is truly repent.
我们也需要传福音给那些还未信的人，让他们也能够认罪悔改。
We also need to spread the gospel to unbelievers so they can also repent.
接受耶稣基督做他们的救主和生命的主，帮助他们从惧怕的恐惧中走出来。
And accept Jesus to be their savior.And the Lord in their lives to help them to walk out the fear.
我们下面再看一些消除我们内心中恐惧的另一个，就是我们要明白神的同在也会给我们带来平安。
Thirdly, we also need to know understanding God's presence among us also brings peace.
那我们看21-23节这里说，他说耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，他向他们吹一口气，说：你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
In verse 21-23, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he has said this,He breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld.
当我们读福音书的时候，我们发现那些门徒与主在一起的时候，他们根本是没有害怕的。
When we read the Gospels, we knew when the disciples were with Jesus Christ, they had no fear.
因为耶稣可以搞定他们所有他们搞不定的事情。
Because Jesus could take off everything that they cannot.
他们遇到风浪害怕，耶稣基督就可以让风浪平静。
They were afraid when their boat met the storm, but Jesus calmed down the storm.
他们就不害怕了。
So they were not afraid anymore.
当他们面对成千上万的人跟随耶稣，而他们手里面只有5个饼2条鱼的时候，他们都不知所措了。
When they faced the thousands of followers, but they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, they did not know what to do.
耶稣基督就让他们安排人坐下了，哎，从他的手中给他们分饼分鱼。
Jesus, they asked them to arrange everyone to sit down and distributed the bread and fish.
结果所有的这些人吃饱了，还收拾了12筐余剩。
In the end, all people were fed with 12 baskets of leftovers.
所以门徒看见这一切也就不担心了。
So when the disciples saw all of this, they were not worried anymore.
所以死去的人，耶稣基督可以使他们复活。
The dead persons, Jesus made them come back to life.
被鬼附的人，耶稣基督可以把鬼赶走。
The demon-possessed people, Jesus can drove away the demons.
生病的人，主耶稣医治他。
Sick persons, Jesus healed them.
所以所有人看来做不到的，只要耶稣基督和他们在一起，只要他愿意，他就能够为他们解决，他们就有平安。
All issues that human does not seem to be able to solve, as long as Jesus was with them, as long as Jesus was willing, Jesus can solve for them as they had peace.
那么他们什么时候门徒开始害怕的呢？
When did they start to have fear?
就是从耶稣基督被捉拿、被钉死在十字架上以后， 他们就开始害怕了。
It was after Jesus was captured.
他们看到那位把什么事情都可以搞定，他们所在的时候，什么他都可以帮他们的人，现在却死了。
They saw that the person who used to take care of everything for them was not dead.
可是现在，耶稣基督活生生的就站在了他们的身边。
But now, Jesus Christ stood alive by their side.
耶稣基督手上的钉痕和肋旁的枪伤，就证明了他就是那位和他们一起生活了三年半的主。
The nail marks on his hands and the wounds on his side proved that he is the Lord that lived with them for 3.5 years.
他就是那位经历了十字架死亡的主，他也是那位战胜了死亡、从死里复活的弥赛亚耶稣基督。
He is the Lord that experienced the death on the cross. He is also the Christ who conquered the death and resurrected.
所以呢，当这一位复活的主再一次和他们同在的时候，这些门徒就不害怕了。
So with this resurrecting Lord were with them again, these disciples stopped fearing.
当然耶稣基督他还要升天回到父神那里。
Of course, Jesus Christ would ascend to heaven and go back to Father God.
但是在他升天之前，他又做了一件事。
Before he ascended, he did one more thing.
他告诉他们，你们要受圣灵。
He told them, receive the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道呢，我们所信的是独一的三位一体的神。
Brothers and sisters, we know what we believe is the one and only Trinity God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit.
圣父是神，圣子耶稣基督是神，圣灵也是神。
Holy Father is God. Holy Son, Jesus Christ is God. Holy Spirit is also God.
那么简单的讲，圣灵要进到所有信耶稣的每个人的生命当中。
Simply put, Holy Spirit will enter the lives of those who believe Jesus.
而且他要永远的与我们同在。
And is with us forever.
与我们，神与我们同在，就是我们的平安的保证，也是我们平安的根源。
God's presence with us is the assurance of our peace, and is also the source of our peace.
以赛亚书七章十四节曾经预言，他说：“主要自己给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。”
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 prophesied, "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.And shall call his name Emmanuel.
所以要来的那位救主，他的名字就叫以马内利，就是耶稣基督。
So the name of the Savior to come, his name is Emmanuel, meaning is Jesus Christ.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
The meaning of Emmanuel is God with us.
他要永远与我们一起，在一起，爱我们，保护我们。陪伴我们。
He is always with us, love us, protect us.
他要祝福我们，引领我们，看顾我们。
He will bless us, he will lead us, he will look after us.
所以呢，神的同在就是我们基督徒最大最美的福分。
So God's presence with us is the biggest and the most beautiful blessings for us Christians.
弟兄姐妹们，我们基督徒常常传福音说，哎，你们要信耶稣就得永生。
Brothers and sisters, we often preach the gospel and say, "Believe in Jesus and have eternal life."
那么，什么叫信耶稣得永生呢
？What is believing Jesus and have eternal life?
大家要注意这句话的意思呢，并不是简单的说，哎，信了耶稣死了后就去天堂。
Let's pay attention here. The meaning is not just believe in Jesus and you will go to heaven after you die.
所以信耶稣得永生的真正意思乃是
The true meaning of believing Jesus and have eternal life.
当我们信了耶稣以后，那永生的神就永远的与我们同在。
When we believe in Jesus, the eternal God is with us forever.
圣灵就永远住在我们的里面， 从信的那一刻到永远永不分离。
Holy Spirit always lives in us the moment we believed until forevermore, never be separated.
所以这才是信耶稣得永生的真实的含义。
This is the true meaning of believing Jesus and have eternal life.
所以虽然我们还处在疫情的威胁中，
So still we are still threatened by the virus.
其实不管我们有做多少的预防保护的工作，
No matter how many preventive or protective measures we have,
我们靠人为的方法，我们不能保证不感染病毒。
Due to any human matters, we cannot guarantee ourselves from infecting the virus.
但是我们知道，有神与我们同在，他的陪伴保，他在陪伴保护我们，我们心中才会有真正的平安。
But we know God's presence is with us. He will accompany us and protect us.
就像圣经说说，他是我们的盾牌，他是我们的山寨，他才是我们的避难所。
Just like in the Bible, He's our shield, He's our fortress, He's our shelter.
弟兄姐妹们，其实人世间最大的苦难，它不是苦难本身。
Brothers and sisters, the biggest suffering in the world is not suffering itself.
而是我们不得不孤独的一个人去面对我们人生中的苦难。
But that we have to face the suffering by ourselves alone.
去面那么我们也是，如果我们一个人去面对这场极大的瘟疫，面对那些不断变种的、靠人不能战胜的病毒
，If alone we have to face this big plague, have to face the virus who constantly have new variants.
如果我们就是自己面对这些，我们会有害怕。
If we are facing this by ourselves, we may have fear.
感谢主，我们有神与我们同在，我们有教会的弟兄姐妹们，我们在一起。
Thanks to the Lord, we have God with us. We have brothers and sisters in the church with us.
所以呢，基督徒呢是一群不孤单的人。
Christians are not alone.
他不像那些信佛的什么的，他们是真的是一个把自己关在一个这个一个地方，他们是一个真的自我修行的人。
Unlike a Buddhist or other religions, they close themselves up and try to improve themselves.
所以我们因为我们有这位爱我们的大能的至高的神与我们同在，与我们的弟兄姐妹我们一起同在。
We have this great, loving, powerful God with us, with all brothers and sisters.
所以有我们的主，有我们的神陪伴我们，去面对我们人生一切的风浪。
We have our Lord to accompany us to face the storms in life.
也包括我们今天发生在我们现在所经历的这一场瘟疫。
Including the plague that's happening in front of us.
我们相信了神是爱我们的神。
We believe God loves us.
所以呢，无论我们遭遇什么样的艰难患难，我们都相信是经过他的允许所临到我们的。
So no matter what kind of difficulties or suffering we met, we believe they come upon us with His permission.
所以那一定是恩典，不是咒诅，因为我们不在律法之下，我们是在恩典之中。
So it has to be grace, not curse, because we're not under the law, we're in grace.
我们也相信神是大有能力的神，是无所不能的神。
We also believe.Our God is the God with great power, is the God where nothing is impossible.
只要我们顺服他，听他的话，他就可以帮助我们走过一切的困苦。
As long as we are obedient and listen to his words, he will help us through all difficulties.
当然也包括这场世界性的大瘟疫。
Of course, includes this worldwide pandemic.
我们也相信神的同在。
We also believe in God's presence.
即使神暂时没有应允我们的祷告，
Even though God doesn't answer my prayers for the moment,
我们仍然相信神是与我们同在的神。
We still believe God is the God who is present with us.
他就在我们身边陪伴我们，要带领我们走过死荫的幽谷。
He is right beside us. He is accompanying us by our side. leading us through the valley of the shadow of death.
他要帮助我们面对人生独自无法面对的风浪，坦然走过，平安面对。
He surely helps us to face the storms in life, so we can walk it in peace.
他要与我们永远的同在，永远不会分离。
He is always with us, never separate.
弟兄姐妹们，我们说我们是基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, we say we are Christians.
我们如果在经历这场瘟疫的时候，心里仍然有惊慌，那我们要问我们自己，我为什么要害怕呢？
If we have worry when we experience this plague, we should ask ourselves, why am I afraid?
我真的信这位有大爱、有大能、与我们同在的神吗？
Did I truly believe this loving God with great power?
如果我们确信自己是属于那位爱我们的神、有大能的神、永远陪伴我们、永远与我们不分离的神。
If we are certain we belong to this God who loves us, have great power, and always with us, and will never be separated from us.
我们为什么还要这样恐惧、这样惊慌呢？
Why are we still so afraid, so worried?
如果我们中间还有没有真正相信耶稣基督的朋友？
If there are friends among us who haven't believed in Jesus Christ.
也鼓励你们来思想自己生命中所经历过的、所做过的事情。
Encourage you to think about all things that happened in your life and the things you did in your life.
俯伏在神的面前，承认自己是个罪人。
Fall down before God and confess you are a sinner.
愿意认罪悔改，求神赦免你的罪。
And willing to repent and ask for God's forgiveness.
让他的大爱、他的大能、他的同在临到你。
Let his great power, his great love, and his presence come upon you.
除去你心里的恐惧，赐给你平安，带你进入到基督最美的祝福和恩典之中。
To eliminate the fears in your heart, to give you peace, to bring you into the most beautiful blessing in Christ.
我们靠着主耶稣基督加在我们身上的大能大力，靠着耶稣基督所成就的救恩，我们可以一起面对任何的苦难，任何前面，任何的这种的我们意想不到的事情。
Through the great power Lord gave us, through the great ability God enabled us, let us all face the difficulties before us.
而且即使我们面对这一切，我们心中也会有从主而来的真正的平安。
Even if we face all of this, we still have the true peace from Christ.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，感谢你的怜悯。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your love and thank you for your mercy.
感谢父神，你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督，你来到这个世界上，来为我们死，来为我们复活。
Thank you, Father God, to send your only Son to come to this world to die for us and to resurrect for us.
因着你从死里复活，我们就再没有惧怕。
Because you come back from life, we have no fear.
因为你已经胜过了这个世界，胜过了魔鬼，胜过了死亡。
Because you overcome this world, you overcome Satan, you overcome death.
天父啊，就求主你在我们每位弟兄姐妹的心中做那美好的工作。
May you do the beautiful work in every brother and sister.
拿着我们心中对瘟疫的惧怕。
Remove the fear we have for the plague.
天父，帮助我们弟兄姐妹能够真正的来到你的面前来认罪悔改。
Help every brother and sisters to come before you and repent.
让我们的心中的平安是来自于你。
So our inner peace come from you.
我们不依靠任何外界的东西。
Not relying on anything.
因为你才是我们真正的山寨，你才是我们真正的盾牌。
Because you are the true fortress, you are the true shield.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.